Nathan Zgura here with Robert Turbin, who made his debut for the Cleveland Browns today. How did it feel to get out there and finally play some football in 2015?
Felt good, man. I was really excited to be out there with my teammates. Waited a while, waited a long time. And so to be able to come out and have some fun and be able to, you know, be in a game like this with my team, it felt great.
10 carries for you. How's the ankle feeling?
Sore. It's sore, but I guess it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But we'll ice it. We'll do everything we've been doing and be ready to go again next week.
So you go out there against the Denver Broncos, first action of the season, and you came out and you were clearly very physical. Was that something that you wanted to kind of impose your will on their defense?
We definitely wanted to come out and be physical. We felt that what they do well defensively is they run. And so, side to side running wouldn't be our best asset in this game. We felt like downhill running and going at these guys would fit better with our game plan. And so I definitely want to establish, what our game plan was early in the game.
You've been involved in some very tight games and also some not so tight games with the Denver Broncos in the past, including Super Bowl victory with the Seattle Seahawks. What did this game mean? Could you tell for the sideline, given that it was your first game playing with the Browns, how big was this game for this team?
It was huge. From our standpoint, we were going in a game, playing a team that's undefeated, number one, defense in the league. And we wanted to give them everything we had. We wanted to show that, we know you're a great defense, but we feel like we're a great offense. And we can do a lot of things offensively. We got one added guy who can make some plays, hopefully, me and myself. And so we did the best we could. And their approach is like, look, man, we're the big dogs. We're undefeated, and that's the way we want to stay. And they were able to come out and win tonight.
Next two opponents are two that you're very familiar with, St. Louis Rams and Arizona Cardinals, from your time with the Seahawks. What do you have to do to kind of get this offense back on track against some very good defensive fronts?
Well, we just got to regroup, go back to the drawing board. Anytime you're in a close game like this and you don't come out on top, it can be devastating. But you really cannot allow yourself to get too low in these situations.
Right.
We played a great game today. They just so happened to make one more play than us. You know what I mean? We have to regroup, stay the course, because we're doing fine. Everything we want is still out there for us. We can still win the division. We can still make the playoffs. All that stuff. We just got to take it one week at a time. Next week is
St. Louis.
So that's where our focus has to shift now. Watch the tape. See where we can improve. Stay in a straight line. Don't get too high about anything. You know what I mean? And we can come out and we can win next week.
All right, Robert, thank you so much. Good to have you out there.
Thank you.
Got it.